Going fishing. By weather a nude. Want to go fishing? Okay, be down at the harbor for 1.30 a.m. We'll have got the 1 a.m. forecast, fueled up, did that before we tied up yesterday. Wife organized 2 tons of ice last night and made sure the boat was clean, clean pots etc. in the galley while I was having a few hours kip. It's a bit fresh, bit southwest billy. Probably be a bit bouncy, but hopefully it'll flatten out a bit. Crank up, 800 horsepower thunders out, complaints from the newcomers who've bought a holiday home by the harbor and think they now own the place, take no notice. Through the harbor mouth, radar working, GPS all working, radios working, big set okay, head knee and it's not so bad. Couple of miles off and it's bobbly. A lot bobbly, slacken off a bit as we're heading into it, but all part of the game. Fresh now and we're fully exposed to the weather, flashing light to port in the long distance, Whitby highlight, at least we know where we are plus it's clear, no fog. You've never seen the display the stars in the heavens put on until you see them from the deck set against the blackest night, no other light. The missus keeps a log religiously every day, whether we've been out or not, the weather, state of the tide, where we fished, the catch. Decided our first mark today will be 70 miles from port, 6.30 a.m. now and make sure we haven't missed the second morning forecast, time for a roll up. Drumbacky or Vanelli. Forecast gives it dropping away and the dawn is streaking the horizon. No matter how big a boat you're in, you feel very small when you're off the side surrounded by featureless ocean. No wonder at all that my fishing forebears were all called Matthew, Peter, etc. I'm Simon, the names of the boats make more sense when you're out there, shining star, abundance, radiant dawn, abide with me, plentiful. Anyway. Let's be on. On deck, gear ready while I concentrate finding this mark. It's 3D chess in a way, balancing the direction of the wind, the direction and strength of the tide and how when I drop her out of gear, the boat's going to move across the mark. Right, drop and bingo. We're in. Don't fanny about, keep the lines tight and steady, not raving at it, 7 feet gaffs and we've several first cod aboard for the first box, round and back over. So it continues, drop, strike, come fast, break off, new gear on. Thanks to the wife for all the gear she made with hooks and traces while we were off for winter bad weather, all in separate packets for quick access while fishing. Right lads, the last 2 drops were blank, off to the next mark, get those on deck gutted and iced while we move. Sun's up and it's turned into a bonny day. Haven't time for the kettle, tea. Will be there by the time you've cleaned up. Afternoon now. We must have about 20 kit, 1 kit equals 10 stone. Never comment on the actual amount, everyone's superstitious. Yes, superstition is basically an attempt to impose order. Impose sense on that which cannot be ordered. Don't whistle. You'll whistle up a wind, no alcohol allowed on my boat, sea and drink do not mix. My great-grandfather would turn round and go home if he came across a nun or a priest while on his way to the harbour, bad karma as far as he was concerned. Lots of superstitions used to be observed by the women. For example, don't wash his clothes the day he goes on a long trip, you'll wash him away. There's a local bloke who cannot get a berth on any local boat, his nickname's Jonah. Seems weird, but in the past whenever he's been on a boat something untoward has always happened to the boat, the crew, the trip. We're on another mark now and fish are coming on board, but I don't like the look of that sky. Right lads, get that gear away. We re-off, don't argue, get sorted and don't stack those boxes high. Kettle on, mugs of tea, grub up if you can, I'm on the wheel set for home. I can see the lads quiet and looking at each other, wondering why we've wrapped in. 40 minutes later and there's a sea appeared from nowhere really, gusts of wind, another hour and it's not good, got to throttle back to try and minimize the banging and crashing. Dark now, a big sea running and I'm dodging to avoid running side on but still heading back. Takes all my time to control things, good job I've rolled a couple of spare smokes. Less than 20 miles to go and in the far distance a twinkle of shore lights. What happened there? Lights went out. Power cut. Stupid sod. We're down between big waves and the lights are blotted out. Keep going and here we go. We have to take her broadside on to get across the sea that's running to turn into the harbor mouth. This is the signal for all crew on all boats, however secretly concerned they may ever have been, to go out on deck, tea mug in hand, totally chilled, got to keep the image up. We've all this cod, mostly unutted as it was too roly-poly to do it on deck, more work but, hey up, son's on the quayside, he's a filleter, must have tuned in via ASP, seen the weather and checking where we were. He jumps on board. The lads are happy to see him, gutted, washed, winched up, weighed off, wife's appeared to do that and ice them, and now our shot is on the market. She's put our tally tickets on the boxes, we've made a reputation for prime fish, so hopefully prices will be good in a few hours. It's all worth it when you see your shot on the market and it looks good. Worst weather, best fish. Boat washed down, fueled up, berthed up, ropes ashore. The missus will take you lads home in the pickup. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. I'm off for a bit of kip, going again tomorrow. A few photos, including when we sailed to Denmark and fished there, raised a few Danish eyebrows. Copyright text and images, weather renewed 2020.